The member of the Federal House of Representatives representing Alamosho Federal Constituency, Hon. Ganiu Adel Ayuba, has urged the Lagos state government, under the leadership of Governor Babajide Ilesola Sanwo-Olu, to extend the building approval to 1 year without penalty fee for residents of the constituency. Ayuba stated this at the review of the Alamosho Model City Plan, 2022-2042, stakeholders meeting held at Noble Castle Event Center, along LASU Iba Road, Igondo Town, recently. While delivering his goodwill message at the final stakeholders meeting organized by the Lagos State Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development, the lawmaker appreciated the efforts of the administration of the Lagos State Governor, Babajide Ilesola Sanwo-Olu, on the development of the constituency. He brought some crucial concerns of public importance to the state government's attention to make the Alamosho Model City Plan a reality. "The opportunity you gave us is a relief, but I want to appeal to the Lagos state government that the privilege of 90 days should be extended to 1 year for my constituents. A compassionate window extension to enable the existing building owners without government building approvals process their building approvals without penalty fee, taking into consideration the living conditions of people in my constituency," he noted. The legislator, who doubles as the deputy chairman of the House Committee on Interior, said in an addendum to the state government projection to take ownership in the first 5 years of the plan that it should also address the issues of drainage, electricity, traffic congestion, effective waste management, and prompt enforcement of building construction statutory provisions for a livable environment. "I want the government to look critically into the traffic congested areas, most especially the Ikoton roundabout. There is also a need to improve the drainage channels. This has led to flooding in some areas, causing disruption and damage." The boundary communities of Alamosho Federal Constituency and other local government areas should be the first and foremost parts of the ideal model city. Lagosians would be able to experience and navigate through the projected model city from these areas as a result, he added. According to the projection by the Lagos State Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development, the Model City Plan cuts across the 6 subdivisions of Alamosho Federal Constituency: Alamosho LGA, Egbeta Akawanjo, Agbado Oki Odo LCDA, Ayobo Ipaja LCDA, Egbi Idimu LCDA, Igondo Ikoton LCDA, and Mosun Okunola LCDA.